This is KUT. For the past several years, a group of researchers has been traveling up and down Texas, moving dirt from one place to another. Now, they think they may have made a breakthrough. As KUT's Mose Bouchel reports, it has to do with how we understand and battle climate change.
Christine Hawks says her job isn't all that glamorous.
Sometimes when people ask me what my job is, I say digging holes. You know, it's a lot of what I do is just digging up soil.
But Hawks, an ecologist at UT Austin, says it's not really the soil she's after.
My interest in it is really that it's full of microbes.
Microbes consume and emit CO2, a major greenhouse gas. Add up all the world's microbes, and you're talking a lot of CO2. Now, usually the amount going into the earth and coming out stays pretty well balanced.
And so this is one of the reasons we study soil carbon, is because any small change in that amount of carbon could have a really big effect on what's happening in the atmosphere.
Which brings us back to that digging. Hawks and her colleagues take some dirt back to the lab and move some to other parts of the state with historically different climate conditions, like how South Texas is historically drier than Central Texas.
So we're talking about long-term climate.
In the lab, they test how much CO2 comes from the soil at different moisture levels. In the field, they watch how it reacts to its new environment. Their question?
What happens when you take a dry area, soil from a dry area, or soil from a wet area, and you subject them to the same degree of climate change, will they respond the same? Or does that history somehow affect what their future response will be?
Their conclusion, soil from drier parts of the world emits less CO2, even when it's exposed to wetter conditions.
And that was because the microbes from wetter regions were more sensitive to that moisture. Essentially, they could be more active in response to the same amount of moisture.
This knowledge could be essential in understanding how much more CO2 will be released into the atmosphere from the Earth as climate change disrupts historical weather patterns.
Of course, you can also think of it the other way. If we can predict what that balance will be in the future, we might be able to use it to our favor.
By, say, encouraging microbes to hold more CO2 in the ground. Sounds far out, but some argue that if global leaders won't make policy to reduce emissions, that type of geoengineering could be the next best hope to battle climate change. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.